Well, Nigel, I'm sure you're disappointed. Some of what you've seen today.
Generally a good performance again. Lots of situations and chances, half chances. We switch off from one corner and concede the goal. And I think fine margins sometimes at any level in football, especially the higher you go, can be the difference.
I'm sure if there's one bugbear today, it will be that final ball, won't it? I mean, that's the thing that's ultimately let you down today.
It has. I thought we got enough of the ball to Murphy and Campbell Rice, and I just didn't think they produced today. And the odd one that did fizz across, then we've not got somebody in there, Stefan Skugel or whatever, or Bolter, to rebound in our direction. But you know, they've had so much of the possession today, and they've been such a threat for us. They just didn't quite produce it today.
And the two big moments, I suppose, aside from, well, their goal, Turnbull's pulled off a great winner from old Cock and McNulty. I suppose you'd have put your house on him scoring that.
Yeah, two very good chances. And the first one's a brilliant save, but, you know, you get a free header 8 yards out. Their lad puts theirs in, and we put ours over the bar. That's it today.
I suppose you look at it and there'll be the hysteria about the defeat and all, but when you've analysed it, it's been 95% of the way there.
Yeah, again, so no, there won't be any hysteria from us. We've lost the game at home. Don't like losing, especially at home. Generally, we look at the performance overall. Controlled the game, dominated. Mark Howard's hardly touched the ball again. So we know exactly where we need to look to solve the problems.
I suppose in some respects, somebody might well be saying to Danny Wilson, it was almost the perfect away performance and they've done a job on Sheffield United.
Yeah, they have, but they didn't stop us creating chances or anything. It's not that sort of frustrating. It's just we got into the positions. We just didn't deliver from there. So, we've been in that position away from home where we've gone and stopped the opposition, nicked a 1-0. Happens sometimes.
I suppose there will be this, the consistency of performance is what I'm getting at. For the last 5 weeks, you've had that and the results have come with it. It was arguably still there today.
It certainly was there, no. Without a doubt, a very good performance in general. I thought we started the game brilliantly. Could have been 2-0 up after 5 minutes of the game. And that was pretty much all the game. We kept trying to knock it about, put some good crosses in the box. I thought they defended very well, got blocks in as well. I thought the two centre-halves were excellent for them.
I suppose in addition to that is that I've seen you on the touchline come and get forward about taking that gamble a bit more, if you like, from the players for whom the cross is intended.
Yeah, that's it, get people in the box. Generally we've been doing it very well, that's why we've been finishing them off. But you do miss a player like Michael Higden in that situation, even to bring off. Look, Mark McNulty was a bit disappointed when he came on as well, didn't get hold of the ball for us. Usually he's come on and had an impact, he didn't do that today. So you're talking about him, you know, Murph, he's put an awful lot in the other night, and Jam, not really delivering today.
Where was Michael Higden then?
He's just got a hamstring problem at the moment. Not quite sure how long he'll be, but he felt it in training last week. Couldn't make it today.
Such a frustration, given the fact he started to find the net a couple of times, and then all of a sudden, something that you can't really predict with hamstring injuries.
You can't at all, and he only played, 20 minutes or so the other night, so he was just joining in training, and it went in the last few minutes, but that's the way it goes in football.
So first priority in the next couple of days, having a word with McCarthy, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're having a chat with Paddy and with Neil as well down at Crystal Palace, so we're hopeful we can get something sorted with him.
Because he's come in and slotted in very well, hasn't he?
I thought he headed the ball again, you know, the odd cross that came in today. He looked very comfortable, delighted with the partnership and with him and Jay McEverley.
He was outstanding today, wasn't he, McEverley, for the most part, on the ball and in clearing. How would you sum up his rise to where he is right now?
Been a great influence since he came in, late summer, and we've known Jay, but I think at this age now he's matured into the sort of player that you're seeing today, left back or centre half. I think centre half probably suits him at the moment. He's still playing with a bit of a shoulder problem, but he was very good again today. I thought on the back of Tuesday night where he was possibly man of the match.
Everybody else okay? No knocks or what have you to contend with?
No, nothing major. Ben Davies is going to be out for a few weeks with his foot injury that he did on Tuesday night, MK Dons. But apart from that, nice to get Flinney back involved as well.